And what we did was we talked about the things we want to share with other people, the good news about Jesus. And if we had all that sort of on a piece of paper, how difficult it is to get this piece of paper to another person. Like this doesn't work, right? Because it shocks people and you could cut someone. But there would be another way if these are the Bible texts for today, see? Scripture verses. If we wanted to share this with another person, what would be another way of getting this information to them? You could hand it to them, yes. And last week we came up with an even cooler way. Actually, a couple people told me after the worship, you could also crinkle this up and make it sort of like in a paper thing, and that would go quite a distance too, right? But here, hold this. The best way, one of the best ways, was to make a paper airplane. And so you could do this with this, like this. So if we really thought about what we had to convey to the community outside, we have to think of some ways that we could give flight to our message. And I'm just on an air. That's right, I need a tail on. You're right. So you get the idea that the Holy Spirit wants us to get this message out to everybody. And the Holy Spirit gives light, gives lift to all of our things that we do here, from dinners to prayers to worship services to special events, all of these things. To help us communicate. But we have to ask ourselves, like, why would we do that? Do you know why you get up in the morning? Why do you get up in the morning? What are your reasons?
To go to school.
You go to school, that's good. What else? Anything else?
Go to church.
Go to church is good.
Walk the dog.
Walk the dog. Excellent idea. So when we wake up in the morning, all of us have to answer that question, like, why do I want to get up? And the answer to that question is about our purpose in our life, our life's mission. You know, we use that word mission a lot. We just sang about it in the hymn we just sung. A mission, you know, could be a place, like a place of mission. Like our place of mission is here in Cape May. Another place of mission could be in another state, another nation. That's a mission. But a mission also refers to the things that we do where we are. So our life's mission, even kids can have a life's mission. A purpose, a reason for God to put you on this planet. That's something that you want to stay open to. You may not know the answer to that question totally right now, but Mariah, you have a special purpose given by God that as you listen and learn, you have a way to do good things in the world as you fulfill your life's mission, like helping people at school. I think part of your life's mission is around helping people. Because you help your grandma, you help out at home, you help the dog. I bet you even help your friends at school. Yes? So I think I would give that a lot of thought, you know, Mariah, because that's a special gift. Other people have different gifts. We all want to help in more than not. But I think you have a very special gift of being a helper and someone to show people how to help and show care. So I think part of your life's mission is helping people, and that's what this church is all about, to help you, to help all of us fulfill our life's mission, and together we fulfill our church's mission in the world. So thank you for being a helper, and thank you for helping us share the good news about Jesus in all the things that you do. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you that each of us can be open, that there's a reason you've placed us here on the planet, dozens of reasons, but there's something, a few things that are just crystal clear, becoming clearer each day of our life that you want us to do for others. And please help us to be open to that, to know that each of us is special, that you love us and have invited us in our own unique way to contribute the gifts that we have so that others may be blessed. I thank you for Mariah and for her family, for the kids that she influences at school, and pray that she would be supported and encouraged in her life's mission, now and always, in Jesus' name. Amen.